I see lots of good things and lots of frustrating things, and I think that's, it's quite a young team, and I think that's probably going to be expected. But I saw at times some lovely passing ability, but then I saw some sloppiness where we didn't think about our touch and we didn't think about the fella that's receiving the ball, so then we lost the ball. But overall, I thought that we might have just about nicked it, to be honest with you. I thought that Colchester were very, very bright first half and caused us some problems, but I think the longer the game went on, it looked more like we were going to score than them.
And it was a winner, obviously a late winner from Maxime. Mm. What does that do for the confidence?
Lovely time to get a goal, that one. And I thought Tom had a good chance from Sean Clare playing him in. But Max's free kick was excellent. I think everybody was expecting Billy Bingham to take it. I was. And then Max goes and puts it in. So that's good for the boys. The boys have worked exceptionally hard. The last three matches, I couldn't ask for any more running from them. And it's nice that they're rewarded with a win.
And in terms of the players on the pitch tonight, one or two of the youngsters obviously a chance to make a name for themselves and perhaps put themselves in your minds or whoever comes next. And DJ Oldacre had a great second half, I thought.
Yeah, I think that's the good thing about the competition. I think you have to play so many players, that have to play. That's the rules of the competition. But it also gives you good encouragement to play your youngsters. And I think this is what the youngsters need. Colchester are exactly the same as us. They'll have youngsters that they're not sure about, need to get them in the first team where a result is so important to see if they can handle the pressure. And I think we had a lot of young players out there that done well. I think Aaron Simpson done well again. Finn O'Mara done well again. Oldacre does some incredible things at times, and he's just got to get a bit more consistent. And we know we've got a very good player.
And this win takes you into the next round of the competition as well. The 6 points will take you through to the knockout stages. I mean, how important is that, either for you or for the next man in charge, to be able to assess the players?
The second time you've said that, by the way. I understand now. I think it's very important because I think it's another game. I think the last time I was here, we got to the area final, to be honest with you. So it's good for you to keep winning matches if you can. And we haven't won enough league matches this year. So any wins we can get at the minute will be will be good, and it's only good for players. As I say, there's extra matches, more chances, then you can play younger players.
I'll stop alluding to it and ask you the question now, Peter.
Yeah, you might as well.
Because we've heard from Mansfield that they rebuffed an offer for their manager Steve Evans this afternoon. Gillingham, I understand, obviously, that they're not going to comment on it at the moment. Can you tell us anything more about your position as it stands?
I honestly don't know about whether our club has made an approach to Mansfield. I don't honestly know that. All I know is that the chairman and myself, we've been speaking about lots of different candidates, and I honestly can't add any more to that. There's times that when unfortunately AD went, the chairman asked me my thoughts on certain things, and I know his thoughts on certain things. So I was a little bit surprised myself when I heard that.
Is it literally day to day from you? I mean, in terms of whether you'll be taking Sunday on, do you know that at this stage?
Well, I'm director of football, and I'm here to help out if needed. And if it means there's no manager in place, then I'll be happy to take on Sunday again. But I fully understand that if all of a sudden the chairman makes his mind up on the manager that he wants to bring in and is successful getting it, then it could be in place by Sunday. But I honestly don't know that at the minute.
You enjoying it?
Yes, I'm really enjoying it, and I've made no secret of that. I love being on the training field, and so I'm enjoying it.